وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخانا أبو إسماعيل، بارك الله فيك. The correct opinion regarding your مسألة أخي، it's obligate on us to recite the استعاذة. The استعاذة means أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم in every single ركعة or in the first ركعة is enough for all the recitation, the prayers. The answer بارك الله فيك، no, you must recite the استعاذة in the beginning of every single ركعة. You understand? For example, you pray in Dhuhr, you're going to recite the استعاذة for the first ركعة and the second ركعة and the third ركعة and the fourth ركعة. You're going to pray Maghrib, you're going to recite the استعاذة for the first and the second and the third ركعة all together. You understand? And you pray in Qiyam al-Layl, for example, six rak'at, okay? You're going to recite the استعاذة for the first ركعة and the second ركعة, then for the first ركعة and the second ركعة, then for the first ركعة and the second ركعة also. All. So it's not like the reciting the istiftah, the dua of the istiftah of the opening the prayer. Different. Why is that? Because in the urf and in the way how the reciter they practice their recitation, if they quote their recitation with something that not in the Quran, they recite the istiada back again. For example, you are reciting the Quran and you are reciting from the any surah like Al-Baqarah, then suddenly you had a phone call, so you respond, you phone call, then after that you return back to the recitation. What you do isti'adha. Same thing in the prayer. When you recite the isti'adha and the Fatiha and other surah, then you do ruku' and have other adhkar in the ruku', then you raise your head, then you sujood. All these actions and statements that you're going to mention it in the other arkan until you reach to the next recitation, you must understand it is fasil mu'tabar. It's something caught the recitation. So what you're going to do now, you're going to return back with another isti'adah. You understand? And this is the behavior, this is the correct practice if you want to follow the ظاهر. The ظاهر means the meaning that showing from ayat فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Because this is the first recitation in the first rak'ah, it's a different recitation in the second rak'ah, then it's a different recitation in the third rak'ah. It's different. The evidence that it's a different citations means if your salah is four rak'at, you're going to have four different citations. The evidence of that, you need to recite for every single rak'ah. You need to repeat the fatiha for every single rak'ah. The first fatiha not enough for all. Means it's totally four, different four, and different citations. And different four recitations for salat al-dhuhr, for example. Or for maghrib, three. Or for fajr, two. If it's like that, means everyone need and everyone deserves its own isti'adha. And this applied for the basmala if you're going to recite from the beginning of the surah like Surah Al-Fatiha. It's the same. But the difference is the isti'adha is wajib. It's obligatory to need to mention the isti'adha because it's order from Allah Azza wa Jalla according to the correct opinion. But the basmala is mustahab. Mustahab, not wajib. Barakallah fiqh. I hope you understand the mas'ala clearly. Hamadakallah ta'ala. And this is in brief. And if you want more explanation and more details, I could give it to you inshallah in a different time. Hamadakallah. The isti'adha is enough in the beginning of the recitation. Means when you do isti'adha in the beginning of the rak'ah, it's going to be for the fatiha and for the surah that come after. You understand? So because the fatiha and the surah going to come after, it's one recitation even though it's a different surah. You understand? But the fatiha and the surah will come in the second rak'ah, it's separate from the first one. So you do isti'adha for the beginning of your recitation. Recitation is the fatiha and the surah include after. You doesn't need to repeat your isti'adha again. Barakallahu fiqh. Same thing when you are recited from the mus'haf. For example, you recite 10 surahs in one time. You recite, for example, Surah Al-Tahir, then Surah Al-A'la, then Surah Al-Ghashi, one by one. Even with that, you do one isti'adha for the whole surahs if it's in one time recitation. Barakallahu fiqh.